Katie Weaver. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Sweeping security screenings are happening to protect U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration from a potential insider attack. The inauguration will be held Wednesday, and the Federal Bureau of Investigations is screening 25,000 National Guard members assigned to Washington ahead of time. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy told the Associated Press that he and other leaders have not seen evidence of any threats. He added, so far, the vetting had not turned up any issues among the Guard members. McCarthy said there are intelligence reports suggesting outside groups are organizing armed rallies ahead of Inauguration Day. Security is an even bigger focus than usual, with the inauguration coming 2 weeks after thousands of supporters of outgoing President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol. A Moscow judge ruled Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny should be held in police custody for 30 days. This follows his arrival back in Russia Sunday, when he was immediately detained. Sunday marked his first time back in his home country since the Russian opposition leader was poisoned last August and evacuated for treatment abroad. Navalny has openly accused President Vladimir Putin of ordering Russia's security services to carry out the attack, a charge the Kremlin vehemently denies. Bill Browder, the head of the Global Magnitsky Justice Campaign, says Putin has elevated Navalny's cause by putting him in jail.
Navalny may be locked up right now, but Putin is in an impossible situation because the entire world is condemning what he's done. You can't take a major politician, try to poison him with chemical weapons, and then arrest him when he comes home. It's not an acceptable position.
This is VOA News. Coronavirus deaths are rising in nearly two-thirds of American states. This as a winter surge pushes the overall toll toward 400,000 amid warnings that a new highly contagious variant is taking hold. Dr. Amesh Adalja of Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security says in an AP interview, the death toll approaching 400,000 was avoidable.
This was really horrendous in terms of the number of deaths that occurred, many of which were preventable if we would have taken decisive actions. If you look at a country like Taiwan, for example, the number of deaths they've had is in the single digits.
As Americans observed a national holiday Monday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo pleaded with federal authorities to block travelers from countries where new variants are spreading. He cited new versions detected in Britain, South Africa, and Brazil. A vast effort is underway to get Americans vaccinated, but the campaign is off to an uneven start. President-elect Biden's incoming White House press secretary says his administration does not intend to lift coronavirus travel restrictions for Europe, the UK, Ireland, and Brazil. The message from Jen Psaki came on Monday evening after the White House said President Trump had lifted the restrictions for those countries effective January 26th. Psaki then tweeted, quote, on the advice of our medical team, the administration does not intend to lift these restrictions. She went on to say, quote, in fact, we plan to strengthen public health measures around international travel in order to further mitigate the spread of COVID-19. Trump imposed the travel restrictions early in the pandemic to slow the spread of the coronavirus to the U.S. A former Sudanese Civil War refugee who survived torture and homelessness to become a doctor is winning acclaim for saving COVID-19 patients' lives in South Africa. Dr. Emmanuel Malish Taban was recently named one of the 100 most influential Africans of 2020 by London-based New African magazine. The U.S. Embassy in Juba, South Sudan, congratulated the doctor for the continental recognition and his work treating COVID-19 patients at his South African clinic. Taban successfully uses a procedure known as a flexible fiber optic bronchoscopy on critically ill COVID-19 patients. The pulmonologist uses the technique to suck out mucus that collected in patients' air passages, enabling them to breathe. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.